First, there's an agreement set up between 45 states and the District of Columbia in which they share information about drivers with serious offenses, including drunk driving. Wisconsin is not one of them, but at least a couple of lawmakers want to change that. The push to change the law comes after a fatal Kenosha County crash caused by a man who got a license in Illinois, despite having his license revoked in Wisconsin for drunk driving. In part, that's because the two states used different databases, as reported by WTMJ-TV in Milwaukee. Samantha Kirkman is a Republican state representative from Salem in Kenosha County. She's also the majority caucus sergeant-at-arms and one of the sponsors of the bill for Wisconsin to join the Driver License Compact. Representative Kirkman, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, you wouldn't think that sharing information with other states would be that difficult. What's going on? Why is Wisconsin not playing well with other states when it comes to this kind of info?
Well, and it sounds like we're actually giving the data to the compact. So we're doing one half, but are we actually then reviewing the data that's actually in the compact to make sure that we don't issue a license to somebody who shouldn't? And in the case of, you know, the Rizzo case, the hard part was Wisconsin had given the data on him, and Illinois, supposedly at the time, they didn't check renewals when they issued him a driver's license. So I want to clear that all up. I want to make sure that we're part of this compact, especially since we're already giving the data. And, you know, I've been working, you know, with across party lines with my other legislators that, you know, in the area on this particular issue, Representative Tip McGuire, he's going to take the lead, I think. And Jim Ott, who's been such a strong leader on drunk driving laws in Wisconsin, he is also very interested in getting this done and making sure that we're a part of it, making sure that we're sharing the data that we're supposed to be and that we're utilizing the data that's in this compact already so that we don't give driver's licenses to people who shouldn't have them.
And I understand the family who lost lives in this, the Rizzo family you just mentioned, you had actually seen them not long before this crash caused by this drunk driver. Can you tell us about them a little bit?
Yeah, this is one of the most difficult things is my family, they were out at the fish boil that evening. This is during Lent last year. And they had traveled from the city to Wheatland to enjoy a fish boil and served them and obviously left. And we did hear later that night that there had been an accident on Highway 50. And so it could have been anybody. I live off of Highway 50 myself. My neighbor, actually their son, called, was one of the first 911 calls to say that there was a reckless driver on Highway 50 that night. And, you know, it's just so unfortunate that he was out there and driving at a 0.3. I don't know many people who could, you know, be coherent or even, you know, talking or driving at 0.3 intoxication level. So I am happy that justice was served last Friday and that he's going to be spending upwards of 32 years behind bars to give justice to the Rizzo family. And unfortunately, though, it doesn't bring their family members back.
Talking to State Representative Samantha Kirkman from Kenosha County, talking about legislation she's working on that would enlist Wisconsin in this nationwide effort to share information about problem drivers in databases. We're doing part of the puzzle, but not the whole thing, she says. So what does it mean to enter the driver license compact? Do we just need to pass a state law and then we're in?
It sounds like it. Again, we're working with the DOT to make sure that we join the, you know, that we cross all the I's and dot all our T's to make sure that we are sharing the data that we're supposed to be, again, and that we use the data. And again, we need to be working together. You know, transmittal of data these days is so easy with technology and computers today. So I'm not sure why we weren't part of the system. It's unfortunate that we weren't. And it's unfortunate that Illinois wasn't checking the database themselves to make sure he hadn't gotten a driver's license. And, you know, being in a border area between Illinois and Wisconsin, many people, you know, cross over the border every single day. A lot of people move up here. Then some people move south. We want to make sure that we're sharing the data so that everybody is safe and that our roads are safe. And then not only just with Illinois, I mean, we border Minnesota and Michigan as well, but other states as well, since we're only one of five states that aren't part of the compact.
As you mentioned, you're working with a Democratic colleague in the Assembly. There's also support in the Senate. Do you see a pretty clear path to get this passed?
Well, it seems pretty simple, but again, I don't want to hold it up. You know, we don't have a bill draft back just yet. So it sounds like, you know, working with all the stakeholders to get this one across the finish line in a relatively quick manner. I'd like to get it done by the, you know, early spring.
And you mentioned your legislative colleague, Jim Ott, on the Senate side, working on drunk and driving issues. Anything else, especially having been through this experience with some of your constituents there, anything else on your agenda when it comes to drunk driving in the state?
Well, and I'm working on another bill, the 12-hour hold bill, and this was done for another constituent just outside my district. Jennifer Kilborn, she was hit by a drunk driver who was picked up twice in the same night. So he was released from the Pleasant Prairie Police Department and was back behind the wheel of a car driving within the hour and ran through a red light and hit Jennifer. And my bill, AB 235, would prevent that going forward, that he wouldn't, you'd be locked up for 12 hours until you're sober, or until you're sober. You have to sleep it off in jail and not in the comforts of your own bed.
And where is that legislation in the process?
We had a committee hearing, a very positive one in the criminal justice, and I'm hopeful that we'll get an exact out soon here and available for the January 4th.
And while we have you, I wanted to get your thoughts on Foxconn, a big story in your neck of the woods. A new study from George Mason University, researchers say the deal isn't ultimately going to pay off for the state. It says government subsidies ultimately could hurt communities that offer them. Based on that, based on where we are now, what are your thoughts on the future of the Foxconn deal?
Well, they're moving forward. I was by there recently and saw the vertical construction going on, just like all the construction that I have coming up through my district, because it's not just Foxconn. Foxconn is just on the north side, just on the other side of the road from my district. There have been companies that have come here for a subsidy and have grown exponentially over the years. I can name several companies that have received some type of benefit and then have only thrived when they've come here to Wisconsin. So, because it's not just that, it's many things that go on and why a company chooses to come to Wisconsin. Our tax climate, our business climate, our workers are top notch. So it's many different reasons why a company would choose to want to come to Wisconsin.
Representative Kirkman, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Samantha Kirkman, Republican state representative from Salem in Kenosha County. We talked with her about her bill that would enter Wisconsin into the nationwide driver license compact. That's a database made up of 45 other states so far that share information on serious driver offenses.